Lucy Hall, you're standing as an independent in Birmingham City Old Southwark on a direct democracy ticket. What does that mean?
So basically it means that I think that constituents should be able to vote not just once every 5 years, but actually on every piece of legislation that Parliament debates. And they should be able to do this through an app and through a website that we're designing currently.
And why have you decided to stand in Bermondsey and Old Southwark? As I understand it, you don't live locally. Why here?
Yeah, no, I don't live locally. Well, I'm a Londoner, first and foremost. I know Bermondsey and Old Southwark well. But I decided to stand in Bermondsey and Old Southwark because I really think it's quite emblematic of a lot of the issues I'm trying to raise and a lot of the problems I'm trying to address. So it's the sixth youngest constituency in the UK, and I'm really trying to get young people really engaged with politics. It's also Simon Hughes, their MP, has been, he has broken promises quite a lot. He's gone against what constituents want on cases like tuition fees, where 93% of constituents wanted him to vote against them. So I thought it was quite emblematic of the problems I'm trying to address.
And I think you used to be a member of the Labour Party.
I did.
Why did you drift away from the large parties?
Well, I got involved with the Labour Party because I quite liked Ed Miliband, and I was thought he was going to offer a real change of direction for the Labour Party from the Blair and Brown years. But actually I found when he got into leadership, I found him as kind of stale and as stagnant as the rest of them. And I just think that I realised the problem for me is with the system, and no main party is going to do it for me, really.
And you've said in other places that you think that the state would somehow find the funding to operate the apparatus of your direct democracy system. Do you think that's realistic? Why should the system adapt to your particular proposed method of operation?
Valid question. Of course I think it's realistic, otherwise I wouldn't be standing. But I think that, okay, first of all, I'm not changing the way that Parliament works here. What I'm doing is changing the way in which I decide to take my vote. So I'm not making any big constitutional changes here. What I'm doing is changing the way I decide to vote, going into Parliament and voting on what my constituents want. What was the next one? Yeah, and basically, I think if I'm elected on this basis, it would be a bit of a travesty for democracy if the central government didn't fund this project.
What would be a successful result for you in this election, and how do you see your ideas that you're putting forward here? How will you take them forward after the election on the basis that you're unlikely to be the winner?
You're right, I'm very unlikely to win. A great result for me if I could get a few thousand votes. I mean, I know that, again, is aiming high for an independent, but I really think I'm onto an idea here, and anyone that wants to protest vote or isn't happy with the main parties, I'd urge them to vote for me. Moving forward with this idea after the election, I have been thinking about how I can set up political education, so I'd quite like to really, really spearhead a campaign to get politics on the timetable in the schools, and really try and set up political lessons in community centres. That's something I'm really, really passionate about, and also just keep banging on about this issue, just get more and more people involved, get a movement going, just keep at it, basically.